These Sesame Street episodes that are coming to Netflix, are these new?
These are going to be new episodes coming to Netflix. The show was not renewed on PBS. This was long before all the controversy with PBS and funding being pulled and so forth. But there will be new episodes, and there will be 90 episodes of previous Sesame Streets, all coming to Netflix now. The show has been running also on Max, but everything moves over until to the Netflix in the near future. Max will have it until 2027. Good luck keeping track of all of this. If you need your Sesame Street fix, it's out there someplace.
Yeah, well, it's the electronic babysitter. What is going on with Ringo's son and The Who? What's the latest?
The latest is that he's out of the band as the drummer of The Who, which he has been for 27 years. I didn't realize it's been that long, but he has been. A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, something like that, he was let go from the group. The terms of which, whether that was voluntary or he was fired, are a little bit unclear. But about a week after that, he was back in the band again. And then yesterday, it was announced that he is out of The Who again. He is no longer the drummer. Starkey, Ringo Starr's son, said that he was not only fired from the band, but they had asked him to say that he was voluntarily quitting in order to pursue other endeavors, which he says is not true, and he was not going to lie about it. He says that he was just flat-out fired from the band. So the reasons, we don't know. We haven't heard anything about that, but there is definitely trouble in Who Land. The Foo Fighters also fired their new drummer that they've had for less than a year. So there's definitely something going on out there.
Did you say Ringo's son's been drumming with The Who for 27 years?
That's what the story that I saw this morning said, yeah.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
let's talk about...
We told you yesterday they added a second show in Chicago September 9th, by the way. So,
are those tickets on sale?
The tickets are going to go on sale Friday morning.
Somebody.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
I know. Peace and love. Somebody hocked, as we used to say, Jim Morrison's bus. Tell us the story here.
Yeah, this. Well, somebody tried hocking it about 40 years ago, believe it or not. There was this beautiful bust of Jim Morrison that a Croatian artist made in order to mark the 10th anniversary of Jim Morrison's death. It was on his grave. 40 years ago, somebody stole it. And it was just recently recovered now, completely covered in graffiti, and is going to be returned to Jim Morrison's grave. Now there is an investigation going on to see if they can figure out who stole the bust. And I don't know if they put it back on the grave. Isn't it just going to get stolen again?
You would think.
Isn't that one of the most vandalized graves in the history of dead rock and rollers?
Absolutely.
Dead celebrities. People are always doing bizarre and disgusting things on Jim Morrison's grave.
Yeah, I went there, it was a long time ago, but there's a lot of junk. People leave all sorts of things there, and it doesn't look very nice.
Do people think that's a... like a nice tribute?
I don't know.
I'm going to take some garbage to Jim Morrison's grave and leave it there because I love him so much.
Maybe he would have enjoyed that. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll get to the Mission Impossible stars and more with Dean. Dean has some news about Toy Story 5.
Yes, we have a new addition to the cast. Of course, Tom Hanks is going to be back as Woody. Tim Allen's going to be back as Buzz Lightyear. But now Conan O'Brien has been added to the voice cast of this Pixar classic franchise. He will be a voice of, a new character called Smarty Pants. We don't really know anything about the character yet. We do know the storyline of Toy Story 5 will follow all the toys as they deal with kids' obsessions with electronics.
Hmm.
Toy Story 5 is set to come out in June of next year.
Movie theaters will be crowded this weekend because of the new Mission Impossible, right?
Yeah, and Lilo and Stitch, too, on top of it. So this is going to be a huge weekend at the movies. But Mission Impossible definitely is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. I will give you my review, and I'll tell you that I loved it, but I'll give you my review on it toward the end of the week. Tom Cruise is back. The plot line this time, this is not giving away too much, is that an AI system called the Entity is getting ready for a worldwide takeover. And Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's character, and his IM force have to work to stop it. Cast regulars like Simon Pegg are back, joined by newcomers Pon Clementeef and Greg Tarzan Davis. I love that I interviewed somebody whose middle name is Tarzan. It's a first. I was talking to all of them in London last week about why this whole thing is just so darn exciting.
Simon, you're the biggest veteran of this whole thing. What do you think of this?
I think it comes down to what McHugh and Tom are really concerned with, which isn't the stunts or the spectacle. It's the human story at the heart of it all. It's the characters, their interaction. You know, if you don't have characters that you relate to, love, whatever, then all that big stuff doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So that's where you have to start. You have to start with people, and you have to start with people that you can believe in and relate to. And then around that, you build this extraordinary kind of, you know, spectacle. And I think what's happened is Tom and McHugh, in the successive films they've worked with each other, have always said at the end of each film, we can do better.
Yeah.
And they have just pushed it every time. Mm-hmm. They've never rested on their laurels. They've never sat back and thought, okay, that's the formula, let's do that again. It's like, we can go further.
They have a way of filming, of framing. The camera movements are amazing. Chunky, who holds the camera, is like, what he does is unbelievable.
It's a guy named Chunky?
Yeah, Chunky. It's his nickname.
He's our
so exhausting, yeah, what he was amazing doing. And it's just like, yeah, and it's amazing because you have to be in sync with the whole team, you know? Yeah.
I imagine Tom saying, no, that's not dangerous enough. What you're doing isn't dangerous enough.
He calls it boring. Like, that's boring.
Does he? Yeah.
That, we can do better.
That's what I would
more
imagine, that he wants you to go to, you know, take it to 11, take it to 12.
That's the
know
thing, actually. I mean, you know, Tom does this stuff, but there are people around him also filming it. Pom mentioned Chunky. You know, that he was up there on the train roof with Tarzan and Shay and Isai and Tom, and there's a lot of people that also put themselves in jeopardy as well,
yeah,
as Tom.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, with the aeroplane in this film, Tom was flying the plane, filming himself, and doing the stunt at the same time.
Yeah.
He's flying the plane, too?
I don't know how you do that when you're hanging off of the wing. You know, maybe, is it on autopilot? I don't understand enough about all that stuff. But it's incredibly exciting to see it, I'll tell you that much. And as I've been telling people, when you go to see this movie, try to see it on as big a screen as you possibly can. There are fewer IMAX screens in the Chicago area right now, but it's definitely worth seeking one out, getting your tickets in advance. If you can see this on IMAX, that's how they shot it. And it is absolutely breathtaking to see these stunts in particular, you know, done so well. And, you know, there's some close-up shots with this guy named Tarzan. So, you know, if you can see Tarzan up close,
why not?
I say go for it.
Finally, nice honor for Denzel Washington, huh?
Yes. The Cannes Film Festival continues. And he was honored yesterday with the very prestigious Palme d'Or Award. That is a career achievement award that's only been given out 21 previous times for his lifetime of amazing movies. The award was presented by Spike Lee, who they showed their brand new movie together, which is called Highest to Lowest. Denzel Washington is currently appearing on Broadway in Othello. So, you know, they had to time it all out so he could get to the south of France, pick up the award, and then get back to New York in order to be back on stage on Broadway for his performances there.
Mm-hmm.
But really nice honor for him, deservedly so. The movie is called Highest to Lowest. It'll be in theaters in August, and then it'll be streaming on Apple TV Plus in September.
He gets the award, and he doesn't even jump out of airplanes. How about that?
Stay on the good old ground. There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.